Well, we want to take a closer look now at one slice of Donald Trump's foreign policy speech yesterday, in which he called for extreme vetting of immigrants coming to the U.S. and said the U.S. should return to a Cold War mindset in order to defeat ISIS. What does that mean, especially to people involved in immigration? Doris Meissner directs U.S. immigration policy work at the Migration Policy Institute. She's also former commissioner of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service under President Bill Clinton. And Doris, we're reading that immigration scholars at UC Davis and elsewhere are saying that even before Donald Trump mentioned the Cold War communist era, that's what they thought of when they heard about his proposal for extreme vetting. Now, lawmakers led by U.S. Senator Joe McCarthy were accused of witch hunting in the 50s and early 60s. What happened in immigration during the Cold War?
Well, the Cold War included laws passed in 1952 for immigration purposes that prohibited anybody coming to the United States from who supported a totalitarian regime or communism and therefore was assumed to advocate the overthrow of the United States. So that communist exclusion has been in our immigration law for a very long time. In fact, it is still there, but it has been modified significantly over time because it was very difficult to apply. And
why was it difficult to apply? Why couldn't
well,
you?
Well, for instance, there in the communist era, in the Cold War era, there were people who defected from the Soviet Union, who were fleeing persecution, and by the communist regime. But they were also in the Communist Party, and why were they? Because they had to be in the Communist Party in order to work in the country, or they were signed up involuntarily when they were children. And so in practice, it was difficult to implement.
So Donald Trump can point to precedent. There is precedent for someone, let's say, disavowing ISIS in this ideological test that he's proposing. Has there been that kind of a test before?
Not the kind of a test that Donald Trump is suggesting. And I think, you know, what he is suggesting presumes that somehow there isn't extensive vetting that goes on under the current way that the system operates. I mean, there is extensive vetting that goes on of people who come to the United States, particularly of groups like refugees from Syria, which seems to be a particular concern of his.
Well, let's just jump in to say that we aren't sure who he was talking about because he didn't distinguish between refugees who are fleeing and seeking asylum in the U.S. and immigrants who just want to come to the U.S. We've done reporting on refugees and the extensive vetting, that years of vetting sometimes, that happens before they come. But what about immigrants? What happens if you just want to be an immigrant to the U.S.?
Well, in order to be an immigrant to the U.S., you either have a close relative in the United States already who is sponsoring you to come, or you have an employer that wants to hire you in the United States. And so they answer an extensive set of questions, and they are put through an extensive set of criminal background checks and terrorism checks to determine whether they have, you know, should not be coming to the United States. Well, and one of the questions that they're asked explicitly, non-immigrants as well as immigrants, is whether they seek to engage in terrorist activities or have ever engaged in terrorist activities.
Well, you know, I hear that, Doris. I'm just going to stop you for a second because I can hear people saying, really? And you expect people to answer that truthfully?
Well, that would have been my next thing. And do we expect that someone who's going to be a terrorist would tell us honestly? Of course not. So, you know, what can you expect really to achieve about questions on people's beliefs if, in fact, they're really intent on harming you?
In this ideological test, he said we should only admit to this country those who share our values and respect our people. And the values he named include gender equality and LGBT and gay rights. Now, of course, Hillary Clinton jumped right on that and pointed out that even his own vice president and his nominee, Mike Pence, would not qualify to come into the U.S. on those grounds because he's passed anti-LGBT legislation in Indiana. But can you ask people that they would uphold things like gay rights in the U.S.?
Well, you certainly can ask people that, particularly in immigration circumstances. You have broad leeway to ask and create the conditions that you think are valid. But those are highly subjective questions, and what relationship they bear to any likelihood of future terrorist intentions or actions is completely unclear.
Doris Meissner, director of the U.S. Immigration Program at the Migration Policy Institute. We'll have to continue on this topic at another time. It's fascinating. Doris, thank you.
Thank you.